Hello and thanks for joining us on the 7:30 a.m. news. My name is Kelly Eben. On to our top stories. The Minister of Decentralization and Local Development, Joshi Langa-Obam, will today in the city of Douala preside over the official ceremony marking the end of week-long activities in observance of the African Day of Decentralization and the Civil Status Registration and Vital Statistics Day. A documentary showcasing the rich parcours of the President of the Republic, Paul Biya, will be projected today in the town of Marwa, Far North Region of Cameroon. And sports, 5 athletes to represent Cameroon at the 2024 Paralympics in Paris, France, jet out of the country this weekend for the final phase of their training ahead of the event to run from the 28th of August to the 8th of September 2024. Those were our top stories. Now the news in full. The population of the Far North region will this Saturday at 4 p.m. in Marwa attend the screening of the film on President Paul Biya. It will be the third regional tour of the documentary on President Paul Biya as a statesman with an extraordinary destiny. Charles Ebune reports on the relationship between the President of the Republic and the Far North region.
A loyal electoral base for President Paul Biya and the governing Cameroon's People Democratic Movement, with almost 5 million people today, the beautiful Far North region was the only area President Paul Biya did campaign personally during the last presidential election, a confirmation that the Far North region is the eldest daughter of the New Deal government and Marwa, the regional capital, holds the keys to all.
Les liens profonds qui munissent aux populations de l'extrême nord, dont le soutien ne m'a jamais fait défaut.
Accompanied by First Lady Chantal Biya, President Paul Biya celebrated all the good tidings of the people of the Far North region and has expressed compassion each time a calamity strikes them, like the floods in Girvidik and the Boko Haram insurgency over 10 years now. And with all this in mind, coupled with the fact that the third most important state personality by constitution, the House Speaker, the Right Honorable Kava Yege Jibril, comes from the Far North region, the people are ready to watch the documentary of the man who has given them all this Saturday, August 10. The projection to start at 4 p.m. will assemble the elite of the Far North region, amongst them the House Speaker, the Right Honorable Kava Yege Jibril. The documentary, Paul Biya, a statesman with an extraordinary life, is produced by two female Cameroonian directors under the supervision of the Civil Cabinet of the Presidency of the Republic, with the artistic layout of the Ministry of Arts and Culture. The Marwa projection will be the third regional tour after the Betoa and Douala Exceptional Beautiful Shoes.
Charles Ebune. Emphasis on local governance and civil registration systems reverberates today as Cameroon joins the rest of Africa to commemorate the African Day of Decentralization and the Civil Status Registration and Vital Statistics Day. The Minister of Decentralization and Local Development, Joshi Langa-Obam, will in the hours ahead in the city of Douala preside over an official ceremony to crown week-long activities that marked these events. Minister Joshi Langa-Obam in the following excerpt highlights the importance of these observances.
Instituted by the African Union in the wake of the adoption of the African Charter on the Values and Principles of Decentralization, Local Governance and Local Development, for this edition, the Continental Organization invites us to, quote, strengthen the links between civil registration. This day confirms, if it were still necessary, the relevance of decentralization policy desired by the President of the Republic, His Excellency Paul Biya, which most enhances the importance of establishing, with the effective contribution of regional and local authorities, a solid education and training system rooted in the realities of Africa. This is crucial for the sustainable and inclusive development of local communities, as it enables powers and knowledge to be tailored to the specific needs of local areas. Cameroon, following in the footsteps of the African Union, he is committed to promoting an education system that respects cultural diversity and local specificities. We are emphasizing the need to build the capacity of regional and local authorities in designing and implementing local education projects.
That was the Minister of Decentralization and Local Development, George Elanga Obam. The 9th Cameroon Equatorial Guinea Mixed Commission has ended in the city of La Paz, with experts arriving at recommendations to further strengthen relations between the two countries. While co-presiding the closing ceremony, the ministers in charge of external relations, foreign affairs and international cooperation lauded the goodwill of Presidents Paul Biya and Obiangema Bazogo to ensure the harmonious living together of citizens of the two countries. The state of relations between Cameroon and Japan also came under review in Yaoundé yesterday. This was in the course of an audience which the Prime Minister, Head of Government, Chief Dr. Joseph Dangote, accorded members of the visiting Japan African Union Parliamentary Friendship League. Both parties explored ways of deepening relations and also talked about Cameroon's participation in the upcoming Tokyo International Conference on Africa's Development. The Minister of Public Health, Dr. Manauda Malashi, has promised to look into the problem of human resources posed by some district medical officers. He made the statement during an impromptu visit to the Daido and Bunamusadi district hospitals in the Douala 1 and 5 subdivisions. Though a surprise visit, the minister expressed satisfaction with the fact that the health staff were on seat. Here now is the public health minister, Dr. Manauda Malashi, making an appraisal of his visits to the different medical health centers in the city of Douala. He spoke to CRTV Littoral's Skola Maloke.
I saw several health facility and the public, and we have the main problem there, which is human resources. So we have to provide the human resources. But in other hands, we have the equipment and the platforms to strengthen, to ameliorate. So I think I have given so many recommendations. We are going to take action to the solution of what we see in the several future and in the middle terms. So I think this is the what we have seen, but I'm going back very satisfied because I have seen our personnel, our staff in place, in staff in the field, and they are very committed. They are very devoted to the population. So I think this is the very good thing. I want to congratulate them. I want to say them that they have to go forward. So this is good, and I'm very satisfied for this situation.
Public Health Minister Dr. Manauda Malashi was interviewed by Skola Maloke. On a sad note, the late retired Colonel Ebogo Titus has been described by his peers as a man who served his fatherland with bravery and commitment. These were echoed by some top personalities, amongst them the Minister Delegate at the Presidency in Charge of Defence, Joseph Betia Somo, during an official funeral ceremony to pay homage to the fallen military hero. In sports, the 5 athletes to represent Cameroon at the 2024 Paralympic Games will jet out of the country on Sunday for the final phase of their training ahead of the games that will run from the 28th of August to the 8th of September in Paris. The flag bearer of the Cameroon Paralympic team, para taekwondo athlete Dassy Marie Antoinette, was charged by the Minister of Sports and Physical Education, Narcisse Mole Kombi, in a farewell ceremony yesterday in Yaoundé to defend the flag of the country honorably. Harrison Ashotiko tells us more.
Au nom de toutes les para-athlètes, nous promettons.
The flag bearer of the Cameroon Paralympic team, Dassy Antoinette Marie, there promising on behalf of her mates to defend the country honorably in Paris. The two-time African champion in taekwondo, alongside four teammates, will compete in three disciplines: para-athletics, para-taekwondo, and para-powerlifting. Dazi Antoinette Marie is high-spirited few weeks to the start of the Paralympic Games.
When I heard the message of the minister, I was motivated because I know that I'm not alone in that journey. I can give all the best.
Chairing this Friday's farewell ceremony, the Minister of Sports and Physical Education, Nasis Mwele-Kombi, admonished the 13-man delegation, including 5 athletes, to represent the country with dignity. In response, the Secretary General of the Cameroon Paralympic Committee, Etienne Zunga-Bijuga, says the athletes have what it takes to win medals.
We have 5 athletes who qualified for their performance, not for invitations. So it means that they have a very high quality in terms of sport. They are among the top 10. We have hopes that we can have medals.
The delegation leave Cameroon this Sunday for France ahead of the 2024 Paralympic Games that will run from the 28th of August to the 8th of September in Paris.
Harrison Ashutiku bringing us to the end of the 7:30 a.m. news presented by Kelly Eben. Thanks for listening. I will be back with more news at 8:30 a.m.